The people that needed it the absolute most would be families of young children, because that's when we have a window of opportunity neurologically to make a difference with evidence-based treatments. The other thing to be aware of is you sort of think of insurance as carved into a pie carved into three slices. So roughly a third is publicly funded. The law doesn't affect that. Another third is federally regulated. We can't control that. So this applies to about a third of the market, and it tends to be smaller businesses in New Hampshire. But that's an important component of New Hampshire's economy, and this will still impact a lot of kids. And it is sets precedent so that we hope that publicly funded Medicaid insurance or SCHIP plans will follow suit. And families with kids under the age of six, so prior to kindergarten, would have the opportunity to finally be able to put in place a 25 hours a week of highly structured, developmentally sequenced, goal-focused treatment. Typically, that takes place in a home setting or maybe in a clinic. With a treatment plan that a doctor would sign off on, using probably a range of professionals, some speech language, occupational therapy, and behavior-based therapies. We will finally be able to get that reimbursed so that families can afford it. Currently, if you are lucky enough to get state funding for that, and there's a waiting list for those particular pots of money, if the child is under three, the most you can receive is $4,500 per 6 months, which is not nearly enough. That's about 10 hours of service. And over three, if you are lucky enough to receive what's called an in-home support waiver, you will still probably only be able to fund about 10 to 12 hours a week. And the standing recommendation is a minimum of 25 hours per week. That's National Research Council, American Academy of Pediatrics, Surgeon General, have all said that.